This is a student from West Philadelphia High School named Justin Carter. He is speaking about his school being named a Renaissance Eligible School. Renaissance schools are schools that have been underperforming. So now the school district is planning to turn them around, mainly by bringing in outside providers. Justin is one of the many people that have concerns and questions about this process.
I don't think turning our school into a Renaissance school is going to solve any type of problem. Well, I don't feel that that is the answer, given that we already have a certain plan in action. I'm like, how can you make such a drastic decision without giving the plan a chance to work?
One part of becoming a Renaissance school is getting a longer school day. Justin expressed some concerns about this if it is done incorrectly or without using the extra time well.
Extending the school day but not really teaching anything, that's not solving a problem. I mean, you're going to extend the school day to 4 o'clock. You're adding an extra hour of doing nothing, learning nothing, and accomplishing none of your goals.
However, he did say that if the extra time was used well, it would have a positive effect on teachers and students.
Quite frankly, I mean, it's not all bad in this construction, but it's how they use it to their advantage. I'm like, getting curriculum that everybody is on the same page with. I'm like, making sure that everybody fully understands everything that's being taught, taking more time out of the day to make sure whoever's behind on something can comprehend the entire course. That would have a lot to do with the dropout rate decreasing and actually having students interested in the work.
Another piece of becoming a Renaissance school is that they have to transfer about half of these teachers and bring in new ones. Justin had more concerns about this.
The fact that you can only hire back 50% of the original staff. What's up with that? That's my question. Like, what's up with the only being able to hire 50% of the staff back? I mean, that's not really solving anything.
We know that there has to be change in these schools, but we also know that if this change is to be successful, it has to be led by the students, parents, and community at the school. Without that community buy-in and leadership, the reforms put in place at the Renaissance schools are much less likely to bring about the kind of education that students want and deserve. This is Shayna Richards for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.